the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, how are you? It's great to talk to you today. This is Wednesday. Happy to be back with you here in the big sky of Billings, Montana. How are you guys? Welcome to Sight Unseen. I am your host, Danielle Agnew. Man, I am the child of the 70s. I hear that. I am your host, Mr. Rourke. But welcome to the show, you guys. This is awesome to have you, and it was wonderful to be down in California. It was a fantastic time to be down with my daughter and my wife down in Disneyland, and it was awesome to be down in OC again. It's so weird to go back as a tourist to an area that you used to live and that I used to spend so much time in. That is such a trip. But anyway, you guys, I want to announce on this show that before we get started here, we are in Mercury retrograde as of the 18th of May. So we are currently going to remain in Mercury retrograde all the way through till June 11th. And of course, Mercury retrograde has to do with the failure of electronic items. It has to do with miscommunications, misunderstandings, reviewing the lessons and foibles of the past. And of course, today here at mtradio.net, we are embracing the Mercury retrograde hiccups. We are having some problems with our phone lines today. So if you want to ask me questions today, we are going to funnel all of you guys through the chat room, which is mtradio.net/chat, until we can get Mercury to pull its head out of the phone system. So that would be mighty helpful. And I would like to announce that I have a special guest today, and I'm very excited. And I drug her in. Well, okay, whatever. But I had her in today so we could talk Mercury retrograde. Those of you that do listen to Sight Unseen also know that this show is followed by a fantastic call-in show called Channeling Divine, hosted by my dear friend and colleague, Marcia Reichert, who is my guest today. Hello, Marcia.
Hi. How is everyone tonight?
Woohoo!
And how are you, Danielle?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I bought some this beef jerky at the store, which I thought was just normal beef jerky, and it was hot and spicy, and I'm sitting here slamming it before the show, and I'm like, oh my God, my guts are boiling, man. Whoa. So if I sound a little congested, I'm actually feeling okay. It's just the hot and spicy jerky. So good heavens. So Marcia, you know, people don't really understand the full nature of Mercury retrograde.
I'm not sure that I do either, but we're going to give it a shot.
We're going to wing-ding this sucker around, yeah. Well, you know, Mercury, of course, it's a planet that rules communication. Guys, as it goes retrograde, it pulls away all energetic communication energies from the planet of Earth. So there's going to be missed emails, missed texts, missed phone calls, misunderstandings. Please triple check with everybody before making assumptions, because what do assumptions do?
They make an ass out of you and me.
That is right. So we don't want to go there, you guys. We don't want to go there. But Marcia, what I really want to talk today about, and it's something that you and I have talked about numerous times as this retrograde has reared its head, I want to talk about the emotional nature of this particular Mercury retrograde. Because what we're dealing with also when you deal with Mercury, you guys, is we deal with issues from the past, great fears from the past. And let's not even get into the fact that this Mercury retrograde, Mercury is in Gemini doing its thing. So it's bringing secrets forward.
Oh. That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like partying with bipolar twins, people. Wah! Good times. Good times were had by all. But yeah, so what do you think is an issue that people may confuse during this retrograde time when everything is about the emotionality? In other words, it's kind of a vague question. In other words, I mean, people, do you think they're going to think they have PMS? Do you think they're going to think they're having a nervous breakdown? I mean, how do you think this can be categorized to better help people understand this emotional nature of reevaluating issues or mistakes or dark secrets from the past?
Well, I know that some of us were looking at the moon thinking that maybe it had something to do with the moon. And I told the girls that I was talking to, you know, I don't remember the moon affecting me on new moon. I don't think that's it. But I didn't realize there was a retrograde going coming up either. And I don't remember when it exactly started, but...
It started on the 18th of May. Now, guys, okay. There was a pretty acute shadow period for this retrograde.
There was, yeah.
Good God, yeah. It was like 2 weeks of just this... Bleh. And this retrograde, the information that I was receiving was that it was going to be very heavy on the feeling of hopelessness and the feeling of nothing moving. And people just having like this, ugh. Well, then we get into it, and no wonder people are feeling hopeless and ugh. I mean, this is like the deep excavation of every deep fear you've ever had. This is...
Yes, seriously. Ugh. Oh, my goodness. And people pointing out little things to you that you've suddenly turned into an enormous thing, and you don't really know where you're going with it, but eventually it works itself out. I know I had one of those experiences myself.
Yeah, so. Isn't that weird? I've probably had about four.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you, where something came up and I was just like, well, that just pushed every single button into oblivion and blew up the planet it lived on. Four times over. I'm like, oh, God.
Right.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, okay, so for those who may be listening and didn't understand Marcia's moon reference before, new moon obviously follows our big full moons, and it's when you look up in the sky and it appears as though there's no moon because it's in the full shadow of the Earth.
Right.
And new moons are a wonderful time, actually, to make new proclamations.
Right, and start new projects, get going on all kinds of new stuff, yeah.
So here's the great irony. Start new projects, get going on new things. Mercury retrograde energy doesn't necessarily support brand new projects.
Exactly.
Wah, wah. You know, Mercury retrograde energy is deeply supporting finishing up of old projects.
Right. Or bringing up old stuff that you were trying to hide from every soul on Earth.
Well, there is that. Brian in the chat room is saying shadow period was brutal. Jeanette's weighing in the chat room saying, oh my God, no kidding, Brian. Brian and Jeanette, you're going to get a great big amen from both myself and Marcia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
It was hard. My wife was even saying, are we in Mercury retrograde? What's going on? I'm like, no, we're not. We're in the shadow period. And no, this shadow period just blew chunks, guys. It was tough. It was tough. So if you're listening out there and you're experiencing these deep emotional fears, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was how to channel that energy and how not to lose your mind and check yourself in someplace. I mean, if you do check yourself in someplace because you've lost your mind, make sure they have a really good shrimp cocktail. That's all I'm saying.
And a swimming pool.
Come on, right?
Even Billings, Montana has a swimming pool.
That's right. If you're going to check yourself in, you need to have shrimp and a pool, people. Good Lord. You know, one of the things that I've found is that simply sitting with these deep, painful, terrifying issues that are coming up for people right now, not shrinking in fear of how it feels and needing to find a solution, because of course Mercury isn't about let's solve it. It's about evaluation.
Right.
Sitting with these feelings, you guys, isn't going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. And it's part of what we need to do.
Yes, it sure is. I know one of the things that happened to me was a dear friend of mine pointed out that I looked to him like I was a victim of abuse. And ooh, I had to think about that for a long time because I said, well, even though I am, I never let anybody see that. Good Lord.
Well, thanks a lot for just ripping off my bra and throwing it at the stage. Maybe I wanted to wear it. God.
So I had to sit with that and be in those feelings. Only I was trying to go so fast with everything else that I didn't sit down and be in those feelings for a little while. It took me a while. Until like the next afternoon, I think, by the time I finally sat down, and then boom, did it hit me. And I totally fell apart. Thank God I didn't have any clients coming in because I needed to have a good cry and go lay down for a while. So
well, and it's part of that. The energy right now is of exposing hidden fears or shameful fears so that when they come forward, we're able to work through them and not carry them as burdens anymore.
Right.
You know, there were a couple of things. I won't even get into it because we'd be here for 5 hours here. But there were several things that came up for me. And they really did demand days and days and days and days of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that I needed to talk about it a whole lot or go on and on about it. I just needed to look at it.
Right.
Until I could figure out what the depth of it was, where it came from, and really accept that it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, right. You guys, this is a huge time about acceptance. You know, that which plagues you, just accept it. And what I can recommend here is do your best not to hide from the pain or try to get out of the way of the pain. Just sit with it. You won't die. It's not going to kill you. It sucks, but it's not going to kill you. And be released. It's
and the faster you go ahead and cry it out, the faster you can let it go.
Absolutely. And it is very necessary sometimes
it
to
is.
Cry it out.
Absolutely.
I've had a couple of really weird wing dingers. I mean, just even weird comments people would make to me mm-hmm. about my physical appearance or just
that
strange.
Sent you sideways.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. And normally I'd be like, oh, whatever. You know, boo hoo, cry me a river. What else is new? But man, it's just like everybody's made of jello. And mm-hmm. if it's not sat in the fridge long enough, everybody's just watery and running off the edge of the table right now.
Yes.
It is hard.
It is hard. But like I said, the more you just sit with it and go ahead and feel those feelings instead of trying to shove them down, let them come up and let the fears come up too. Because once you sit down and you start to feel those feelings, the fears, the actual fear will come up too. And you'll realize why you're crying and why it's in there. You know, it might not have anything to do with the fact that somebody called you a victim. It might have something to do with the fact mine did, had something to do with the fact that I am afraid that I can't actually go out and do big things. But I am doing big things.
You're doing huge things. Yeah.
I just somewhere in my heart had a fear that I couldn't. And so my back got all sore and I got all twisted up and now I can take a breath
and say, I can do this.
And yeah, I am here. I am doing this. So where am I not doing big things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We look at these things, we get triggered in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what we're getting triggered with may not, like you said, may not even actually be what's bugging us.
Right.
You know, in the chat room, Brian is bringing forward Mercury retrograde. Mercury retro does support planning, organizing, and research. Yes, it does, Brian. This is a mm-hmm. wonderful preparatory time for when it goes direct so you can launch your projects. And Brian goes on to say, so this is a good time for doing that and for any new ventures. Brian, I love your optimism. I love that. All right, then. This is an excellent time to plan, you guys. That's true. This is a mm-hmm. great time for planning. And, you know, you go ahead and pull the trigger and execute after we come out of that retrograde. Well, you can do it now, actually. It's just you got to work a little harder to get it going out there. Mm-hmm. This retrograde energy does support, again, planning, organizing, and research. And we're talking about getting to the bottom of deep emotional issues.
Right.
That's personal research.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you can go on and do the rest of your research, you know, what you need to do to pull off this great big thing you're going to do.
And how you're going to grow in your life. I mean,
right.
Misty in the chat room is saying, Danielle, I can so identify with the fears that are coming up. I have three men? Wait, I have a date time stamp that's making it very difficult. I'm guessing the word is men. Yes. Three men in my life. And I am so confused about what I should do. One you've already told me is on his own life path. So I'm trying to give him space. But my soul hurts. I'm sorry, Misty. I wish I had something for your soul to not hurt. I would just pass it out on the street corner and tell everybody to take a swig, you guys. I'm sorry. The other is far away and seems reluctant. The last one is interested, but not sure where to go with it. I just feel weird and confused and worried and afraid, damn it. Honey, here's a hug.
I am so right there with you.
Oh, Misty, this is a big hug, honey. I'm sorry. That's, you know, all of this, what you just said, I feel weird and confused and worried and afraid. All of these feelings, Misty, are coming up right now under this retrograde. And as they come up, you are being inspired to actually get out there and understand where's the weird coming from? What is the weird related to? the confused. You know, people will make their intentions very well known. They will make their intentions well known, and sometimes they do it by doing nothing, and that tells me where their intention is. If somebody's trying to court me, but they don't do anything, they're not really actually trying to court me, because our actions don't support that. So pay,
right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So pay mm-hmm. attention to how people are. If you're confused,
yes,
and worried, man, I will tell you, the anxiety levels right now are through the freakola roof, through the freakish roof. And we'll get into some other reasons why the anxiety levels are very high. But Misty, you are a huge empath, and so you're picking up some other things in the ethers mm-hmm. in addition to our fabulous retrograde energy. And that has you spun sideways. And Marcia, we're going to get right into that in just a second here. And, you know, honestly, being afraid is part of this retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And working through those fears, it is like the fear excavation central here.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. It's been very interesting.
Well, exactly. And so for the part about the anxiety, let's talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're a humongous empath, Marcia. I am. My wife is huge empath. And there has just been so much in the air. My wife's actually doing pretty well with it right now. I am not so much. I came home today and was going through something stupid, and I turned to my wife and I said, oh my God, I am just two clicks off a neurotic today. This is just not okay. You know, and I can identify that in myself, because I'm getting pulled in all these different directions, and I'm thinking, God, I'm not usually that spun out.
Mm-hmm.
Our geothermal energies are,
yes,
they are shifting and they are moving. And guys, we are right on the precipice of huge, huge other world quakes. I am seeing China, the Japan area. We are right on the precipice of other great big earthquakes all throughout the world. And biggies, like the one in Nepal.
Right.
And I can feel that in the earth. What is your experience, Marcia?
Oh, I can so feel that. Yeah. And it helps if you keep track of some of those things that are going on, so that you can know, if you're really connected to the earth like I am, you can know that things are happening, you know, and that it's not just you. It's, you know, and it doesn't really have anything to do with your love life necessarily.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, for example, Misty, these three gentlemen that are coming up, the angel who walks through your life path just dropped this on me, so here you go. This has to do with, sweetie pie, this has to do with your, how you view yourself. This is an issue of how you view your self-worth. And we all tend to throw a big chunk of ourself at a possible mate and see how they treat us to see how much we're worth. And this is, of course, not to indicate that you just go around taking your self-worth off of how other people treat you. Yet, Misty, what I'm seeing here is this is a time frame for you where you get to own all of that personal power. You get to take that back.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, any one of these gentlemen would be lucky to have you, sister. You're an extraordinary human being. And so for you to be able to own that and to say, why am I afraid? I'm pretty freaking rad. You know, yes. I don't need to be confused. These people can come knock my door down and show me the money. Show me the money, baby. Show me the loving. So, Misty, you know, really embrace the self. That comes from the angel who walks with your heart also. And to fully embrace the self. And that appears to be a large, big Mercury retrograde issue for you. Also issues from the past. So this has to do, and I think you know what they're talking about here. We don't have to air all of your life on the radio, but they are talking about you coming to oneness with the self and your worth, and holding a space for a partner that will come forward and deeply value everything that you are. And maybe a fear that wouldn't happen, or these guys wouldn't get it together, or honey, it's going to happen. Hold that space and face that fear and allow this beautiful partnership to come forward, whomever's going to have the cojones to bring it.
Exactly. And make sure you're being exactly your true self, which is part of the reason why this retrograde is showing us those things. You know, it's showing us our deepest fears so that we can let them go and make sure that we are our true selves. And we're presenting ourselves the way we want to be for the rest of our lives, so that we can attract the person who allows us to be that way for the rest of our lives.
Well, that's very true. And the more that we allow ourselves to be ourselves, mm-hmm. the more that there is risk there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, guys, the more you hang out your actual colors on your ship bow, you know, you could catch a cannonball because maybe somebody doesn't like your country. You know, I mean, really, you got to hang your colors high.
Exactly.
So that people can see who you are. And I think that starts with the self first.
Mm-hmm. It does. You got to be really proud of who you are and know who you are. Know how you work.
Well, and that's just the thing, you guys. Even if you're pretty sure how you work, you know, I had insecurities coming up that had to do with, you know, authentic self issues and all these things. And I think when it boils right down to it, it really wasn't even yes, it was about some of the stuff I was freaked out about. But at the same time, for me, it was more about, wow, am I really doing everything I should be doing? Am I really putting all of myself out there in the way that I need to be doing it? Am I really seen for who I am? Or am I just letting this piece out or this piece out or whatever?
Right.
And at the end of the day, who's responsible for that? I am.
Mm-hmm.
I control my air traffic control.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, well, God, crap or get off the pot, sister. you know, Brian just weighed in here in the chat room, says, since we are on the topic of love life, can I ask if the gentleman I am dating currently might lead somewhere? Ooh, I got good feelings. Okay, Marcia, we're going to hit you up on this one too. He is being a bit more aggressive, but I am not sure. Brian, I got to tell you, I'm actually getting a good, like I get butterflies with this guy. I mean, I'm getting like, they're between my heart chakra and between my solar plexus area. So, you know, there is great chemistry here. And you guys, whenever we talk about relationships, of course, this is a free will issue. You know, so everybody's got to decide they get along and all those good things and all those disclaimers. Yet this guy, Brian, it really seems to be deeply into you. No wonder he's being aggressive. He's kind of worried that he's going to lose you somewhere. Boy, so that tells me what some of his Mercury retrograde issues are. Mm-hmm. What are you getting from the ethers? What are you getting, Marcia?
He seems like a good guy, but just ask him to take it a little bit slower if you want to, you know. Make sure that he's the one and allow him to go through this thing that he's doing right now, because it is fears coming up from Mercury. And he will relax, I think, in a few days.
He will relax. Brian, that's awesome, though. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm happy about this. This guy feels really cool. And the angel who walks with your life path is telling me that he's got, I mean, he's very supportive. He's a very supportive person. And I do believe this gentleman could be fitting a lot of the profile I've been seeing for a very supportive person in your life. So, you know, yay. That's cool ingredients.
And since he is this good person, if you ask him to back off a little bit, he will. And he'll be there in a few days when he gets over that.
Guy, I think he's just like, wow, I got this hot guy and I'm really, this is great. Yeah, yeah. He's a keeper. Cool. Got to sink the hook here, man. Brian, I'm happy for you. That's cool. That is cool. You guys seem to be on a good page right now. So good for you. And that's the thing about actually dating under Mercury retrograde is an extraordinary time to date.
Oh, really?
Well, it is, because
I'll have to get on that.
It really is an extraordinary time to date because everybody's deepest truths are coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
So, man, if you can't hack it with somebody because their truth is showing, there it is. That'll either make you break it right there. Uh-huh. You're either going to super get along or be like, oh, hell no. Hell no. So,
that
yay.
That is very true, I guess.
We got a shout out from Jeanette. Yay, Brian. Woohoo. Yay. Good. I love our community here, don't you?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Gah.
All these people that stick in there with us. It's great.
That is fantastic. Marcia, you are a healer, and I would love you to give some advice to our listeners about certain things they can do to center the self through this extremely emotionally challenging retrograde.
Let's see. Well, of course you can do the normal things. Go get a massage, go get a Reiki treatment. If you need to do something by yourself in the moment, though, just plant your feet on the ground and center yourself, center your thinking, close your eyes, deepen your breath, put your focus back in your mind, and then start at your root chakra right between your legs, right where you're sitting, and put a root from that chakra down into the earth, way down deep into the earth, and then bring that energy back up and hit each chakra on the way up. And if you don't know where they are, that's okay. Just run a line right between, right in the middle of your body, right up your spine, through your neck, right up through the back of your head and through your top of your head, your crown chakra, and send it way up into heaven. And then bring all that energy back down and see that energy flowing back and forth all the way through you. That will bring you back into center, and then you can start thinking rationally about the things that are bothering you. And you might break down, and that's okay. You will be better in a few minutes, I promise. You might not think so at that point. But if you need help, too, there's always things like homeopathics, like Rescue Remedy. If you think you aren't coming out of that, go to the health food store and find yourself some Rescue Remedy. That helps a lot. Essential oils will bring you out of that. You can, let's see, something grounding would be great, like frankincense, something uplifting. So I would mix it with a little bit of orange or any kind of citrus. And just bring yourself back to you and see how you really feel about things and what's actually freaking you out. And make sure it's yours and not someone else's, because it could be somebody else's. A lot of us are empathic. Most of us are empathic, really. So make sure it's yours first and then do all of these things.
And Brian in the chat room said chocolate cream filled cupcakes help too.
Yes. Good Lord, I love you.
I love you, Brian. That is awesome. Right before we go to our break, Jeanette was in the chat room saying, oh my God, I just had to do a 2-week assignment on anxiety and then got naked on paper about it. Interesting timing on that. Everybody's stuff is coming up, gang. Everybody's stuff is coming up. I'm Danielle Agnew. My guest is Marcia Riker. You are listening to Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings.
We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sight Unseen, only on mtradio.net. Of course, broadcasting out of the beautiful big sky of Billings, Montana, worldwide. Please check out mtradio.net. There are archives to all the fantastic shows here. If you would like to check out the archives for Sight Unseen, let's try talking with our mouth and tongue at the same time. If you would like to check out the archives for Sight Unseen, then visit sightunseen.com. And remember, guys, that's sightunseen.com. You can play the archives, and where it says download, I do believe that you have to be slightly crafty. So if you're on a PC, that's a right click issue. And I don't know what you guys who own Macs do to download things, spin in a circle and kiss a unicorn or whatever you guys do. So, you know, that's cool. But everything, all those files are available for download. Thanks for joining us back again. Of course, my guest, Marcia Reichert, who is the host of Channeling Divine, which is on right after my show here. And we're talking about the emotional ramification of this Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And how hefty it is.
It is hefty. It's been real hefty.
It's been hefty. Heavy living. Heavy lifting. And Marcia just gave us an amazing litany of items that we can do to try to calm the self. I'm getting some downloads here for you guys also. These, in addition to doing the meditative, the visualization exercises that they were wonderful that Marcia recommended. When you are sitting with these fears, remember they're not going to kill you. You know how you know they're not going to kill you? Because you've been carrying them a long time and you're still alive. So mm-hmm. You're not going to die. Okay. So allow them to come up and look at them and ask yourself, why am I still in relationship with this fear? And immediately right. You're going to say, well, it's because of the fear. It's because if whatever, I'm afraid of spiders, it's about the spiders. Or is it actually that nobody would be around to protect you from the spiders?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, then we can get into past lives and all kinds of things. I am really feeling this retrograde has to do with present life. I am really feeling that it's a present life.
Feels like it to me, yeah. It's all about this life. It didn't feel like it was about a past life at all, so.
No. It's about stuff that's going on this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And as you sit with these fears, a lot of people are calling. I've had clients call, beautifully intentioned clients calling, with just such a hopelessness right now.
Mm-hmm.
A real deep hopelessness. And
a
guys,
lot of people.
Right? How, are you seeing that in your practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's interesting because our angels, you know, angels aren't people. And they will say the darndest things.
Very flatly, yes.
Very flatly, they will say the darnest things, just blah. And one of the things that's important right now is flexibility.
Yes.
Understand that even though you're experiencing fear, it won't kill you. It hasn't up till now. You've been carrying it all this time. It's time to get rid of it. And Mercury in its ruling aspect of Gemini is about uncovering darkest fears and deepest fears so that we can move past them and have a higher quality of relationship with people. Which is awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. For sure. I know I'm going straight into an Epsom salt bath tonight. So mm-hmm. It's either that or the weights I was lifting.
I've had two in the last 24 hours. So yeah, why not another one?
Oh my God. Is that why you look so smooth?
Oh, maybe.
I'm just saying. Good heavens. Well, Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate, is an absolutely awesome magnet to draw contrary energy signatures away from the heart chakra for empaths.
Yes, it works rather well. I love it, and I use it on a regular basis.
So do I. A whole bunch of it at one time. Pour a lot in, you guys.
It says use half a cup or something really ridiculous like that, but I use about a quarter of the bag every time I take a bath. Yeah, so.
I'm a 3-cup girl.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If that water's not milky, something's wrong. I don't want to see my feet. Come on. I want to feel better. So, actually, can be tricky. That's a very good point, Sarah. And that's true. And this is why we must sit with them. Like I said, I had a 5-day stretch where I just sat with pain and fear that came up. And I sat with it. And I thought, well, hello, what's your story, Morning Glory? And eventually got to the bottom of it. And a lot of these fears, you guys, it's going to be a fear sandwich.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not going to be just one thing.
No, it's lots of fears coming up at the same time. And they're layered, you know, so you want to just go easy with yourself and be patient. And know that, like you said, they aren't going to kill you. But listen to yourself and how you feel and how things are going. And just try to relax and go through it at the moment.
Listen and be honest with the self.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. I tell you, this retrograde is also about authenticity. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the pain for people is a lot of times we don't want to look at what's actually there.
Mm-hmm.
We want to ice that cake with anything else we can and make it be what it, you know, yet really owning how we feel, guys. If you're extremely happy about something, own it. If something's very mm-hmm. much hurting you and you're really unhappy, own it.
Mm-hmm.
This retrograde is not going to be effective for making excuses for why you feel the way you do.
Right. Right.
To evaluate really why you do. God, why do we do that? Why do we not want to own what our problem is? We know, guys. We know deep inside. All of us know really what our deal is. But a lot of times we just don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have been a victim of abuse, and I have, it's easier just to shove it down into that hole and not deal with it, not own it, you know. But I've learned that by owning it, I can let it go, which I thought I had all of, but this retrograde brought it up again, so it reared its ugly head.
Well, and it might have been an aspect of it, perhaps,
right,
that you had
and it
not
brought
dealt
up,
with.
It brought up other fears, too, that I had been taught since I was a little tiny kid, that I wasn't going to be good enough and that I wasn't going to be as successful as I wanted to be, which is asinine. But
you're a Capricorn. You are built to thrive.
Right.
Good heavens. Yeah. And you guys, it's not to say that we can't be confused.
Right.
When
right.
we are.
Absolutely. We're confused. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. When the crap sandwich gets served to you, you're looking through the layers going, God, do I really want to bite into this whole thing? This is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
However, just be honest with the self about how you really feel right now. Over my big freak out, well, one of them, seriously, I have been on a roll. And I think I'm actually finally starting to feel better 5 days later. But one of the things I had to do was just deeply own how painful the experience was.
Oh, yeah.
I had to just own it. Because I wanted to make excuses for it or say, oh, no. But no, I had to say this really, whoa, this brought up a lot of stuff and this hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I acknowledged that, then I could start to figure out why it hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rather exactly. than going, well, it shouldn't hurt and I should be stronger than that. And well, blah, blah, blah. The minute I said this sucks and this hurts, then I could start peeling away the layers.
One of my dearest friends says, stop shooting on yourself.
Well, there you go.
I love that saying because you should be exactly how you are because you are here in the moment. So don't should on yourself and say, I should feel like this. I should feel like that. That's part of our problem. Once you actually feel the way you feel, then you can let it go and it's okay.
And it's okay if you don't know why you feel the way you feel.
Right.
Just acknowledge that you do. You know, mm-hmm. if you're saying, wow, I really hate my job. I have no idea why, but I am just absolutely hating this all of a sudden. I mean, I didn't hate it the 18 years before. And man, I'm just really, maybe I don't even hate it. I just have this malaise and I could care less if I ever show up again. That is valid. There's a reason mm-hmm. behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we beat ourselves up for feeling, oh, I shouldn't feel this way about my job. I've had it for 18 years and it's really awesome. And the people here are so nice, but I still feel this way.
And I can push my way through it because I am Capricorn. Ooh, been there, done that.
Marty is weighing in the chat room saying, for someone new to listening to your show, could you explain the retrograde thing a bit more? I was taught in physics that the planets only appear to go backward in space from the Earth's perspective due to the complex pathways and interactions of them of the planets. Marty, that is correct. The planet of Mercury is not actually pedaling backwards like some sad, weird watercraft. Okay? This is correct.
It can't.
It cannot. It must rotate forward like it goes. What it does is the retrograde is in reference to planetary energies and the way that they hit the Earth. It's the way that they hit the Earth. And it's called Mercury slowing. It's the way that Mercury is swinging around the bend out there. And again, it is a physics issue, but obviously the planet doesn't actually go backwards. The energy of communication is ruled by the planet of Mercury. And so when it goes, quote, retrograde, which it's not actually going backwards, but think of it more, Marty, think of it more like a tide that is recessing off a beach. The tide's going out and the tide is getting pulled in another direction. And that energy of communication is getting pulled off of the Earth. When we are not distracted with forward movement, communication, chatter, we must evaluate the self. That's why Mercury retrogrades are deeply effective times for administration and for planning.
Mm-hmm. And especially emotional. It affects everything. It affects electronics, any kind of communication, no matter what it is. So your emails may go through. They may not go through. Even what you say in the email, you think you're saying something and you may not come across that way because the other person reading it takes a totally different take on it.
So, and verbally too, watch people's faces as you speak with them.
Yeah, make sure they're understanding what you're saying because this is the time when everything will get misunderstood.
That is awesome. Marty says, cool, got it. Like the moon waxing and waning, influencing the ocean tides. Thanks. You got it, Marty.
Yep,
That's exactly it. So yeah, we have these fluxes of this communication energy. Mm-hmm. And this is, like I say, like Brian said, like you said, Marcia, this is a great time for preparing.
Right.
And that's why we are going through such deep emotional excavation right now.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, this could be a happy time. I mean, most people don't look forward to Mercury retrograde because it is kind of tough emotionally for us to get through. But once we're through the deep emotional upset, then we can go on with everything and we can start new things, new projects, big things.
And have deeper connections, deeper relationships.
Exactly.
Because we have allowed ourselves permission to slow down and excavate that which plagues us on the inside.
And not only with other people, but with ourselves too. We deeply understand ourselves better, you know. So I just think we're blessed with it.
I like that. We're going to talk about why Mercury retrograde is a blessing, you guys. And it is a blessing. Think about this a minute. If we did not have a break and an administrative time for life, especially in Western civilization, we are so go, 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 that if the universe didn't, you know, wane that energy away, we would never have any preparatory time. And we would be so busy just running from one thing to the next that, you know, that back room in your house that's full of crap? Our whole life would be that back room.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd be
running. One of those.
Yeah, so do I. It's like, oh, nobody will come back here. It's around the corner by the bathroom.
And the door's shut all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of creepola back here. Nobody will come back here. Now, it's true, though. Brian in the chat room is saying, is there a higher purpose for all this preparation that people are going through? Is something big coming on a planetary scale? Yes, Brian, it is. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Hold on. Yes. There is something bigger coming on a planetary scale. And if I am burdened with my woe is me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my, oh my God, and how many fingers do I have? And what's my purpose? And all these things. And not to diminish anybody's struggles, you guys, but we're talking broadly here in broad strokes. Then I am not of clear mind. My hands are too busy holding my own crap. So how can I help you with my hands?
Right.
We are being asked, it's 2015, year of reconciliation. Time to put the boots on the ground, get your poo in a group and move, 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 troops. So it is the time we are being prepared to help our fellow man and to have compassion. And who must we have compassion for first so that we must have compassion for others or that we can? Who first?
Us.
That's right. The self.
Yes.
Who must we give permission to allow to feel the range of emotion they're feeling so that we can allow others to do that also without taking it personally?
Yeah, us.
The self. So absolutely, we are in training right now because there will be bigger global issues. We're going to have a lot of geothermal problems, you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is not doom and gloom. It just is what it is. It's a weather forecast.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming. And it might not be here. It might be in China or Nepal, but it affects us all. Anything the earth does affects us all. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So we need to prepare for that and make sure we're on our game.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're highly clicked in with the elemental clan, Marcia. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the earth energies for just a minute. And part of this retrograde and part of this hopelessness and part of this woe, you know, here in the United States, guys, let me preface this by saying, I'm an American. I love being an American. I love my country. That being said, I swear to God, sometimes it is the greatest country that just isn't sometimes, you know, I'm like, what are you guys doing? Our media is not covering the fact that the acidity in the ocean is rising exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just kind of sort of it's happening in big chunks all over. And they're not even quite sure why that's happening. And some areas it's not happening at all. This obviously affects wildlife and all kinds of things in the oceans, and the ocean pretty much runs the earth. Okay.
Right.
Nobody's talking about the fact that we still have billions of honeybees that are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens if the bees die?
Yeah. Lots of stuff dies.
That's right.
We don't have any crops.
We don't eat people. No bees
right.
means no food. Okay.
Right.
So we have all of these bees that are dying. Birds are dying at a massively exponential rate because we are messing around with the ionosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And the ionosphere is frying up there. And that is really, it's hard on little animals that have a magnetic north in their heads, and a lot of birds do. Mm-hmm. And it's ringing their geomagnetic index like mad, and those poor babies are croaking.
Yeah. Falling out of the sky.
Just falling out of the sky. I'm flying and poof, onto the windshield, you know? It's like a freaking Stephen King movie. You know, so it's like, what is happening here? We also are not talking about the fact that our atmosphere is now 35% over its yield of carbon dioxide, and it's exponentially compounding. And this is not to freak everybody out.
No.
Actually. You know, it's, oh my God. Jeanette in the chat room says, oh, no worries. Monsanto will fix that.
I'm pretty sure that our savior will. Yeah.
Our savior Monsanto. I think they've fixed it already. My God. But it's true, though. I mean, yes, Brian, in answer to your question, there's a lot going on that we're being prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And will we get through this? Yes, we will.
Yep.
Will we figure out a way to eat? Yes, we will.
Monsanto, yeah. Pretty sure they got that unfood food covered.
Oh, my God. The unfood food. For your apocalyptic needs, go to Monsanto.com.
We'll serve you a green tile.
God, that's hilarious. Oh, that was really funny. Oh, Lord. Yeah, pretty much. So, you guys, yes, there are things that are going on. Our United States news, of course, is talking about who's sleeping with who, what presidential candidate needs a facelift, who's dressing what, which Kardashian is getting divorced, what are the hot styles for the... This is what we do to control crowds in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
We say, look how fun everything is, nothing to worry about here, and then people will go running for their 30 guns that they own.
Right.
In this country, because
yeah.
they're happy, because they, you know, and step up and make things better.
And take care of each other. Yeah.
Bingo.
Exactly.
How are you? Oh, my God. Jeanette, Sarah in the chat room is saying 3D printers will make our food. That's right. Sarah, Jeanette in the chat room says, green tile is people. Oh, wait, something like that. Soylent Green,
only
baby.
Only those of us who are at least 40 understand that, but...
Exactly. Recycling.
Boy, that was a great
population.
Movie.
That was terrifying. Soylent Green. Yeah. Well, you know, eat what you got, baby.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Marcia, as somebody who is deeply connected to the earth energies, what can you tell our listeners about how this earth energy, how this strange little debacle that we've gotten ourselves into called a bucket of poop... is going to right itself.
Is going to right itself. Well, the Earth usually calms down, but one thing that needs to happen is that we calm down because we affect the Earth. The Earth affects us. It's a symbiotic relationship. So we need to figure out how to get a hold of ourselves and to get rid of these fears. And good time for Mercury retrograde to come in so that we can let go of our fears and not be in all that anxiety, which part of that is being caused by the uproar in the Earth right now. So know that and try to center yourself and keep yourself as calm as you can instead of panicking.
And that's absolutely true, guys. And, you know, it, actually, Valerie in the chat room just said aliens. We're kind of joking around about Soylent Green in the chat room. But this is the thing. We do have our off-world cousins that mm-hmm. will help us a great deal. And thank you, Valerie, for weighing yes. in with that. They are going to help us out, you guys. And we get the opportunity to actually see that we are part of a galactic family. We mm-hmm. are part of a universal family. We are one form of life. And one teeny little rock in this whole entire giant universe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an exciting time to be alive, not a fearful time. Right. So we've got some honeybee right. problems. Well, that also forces us to look at how we farm.
Mm-hmm.
It forces us to really look at the use of our land. And there's exactly. a lot of things that this is going to push for us. It's huge. Our water, we're going to have lots of water problems thanks to our oil industry. You mm-hmm. know, we're going to have a lot of groundwater issues and the fracking and all this. And that is another thing they never talk about, the fact that we're actually polluting aquifers, deep, deep level aquifers in this country left and right. And, right. You know, we kind of laugh at those sci-fi movies where water was the currency, you know, but it's going to force us to look into other means of purification because right. we're going to have to do this for the oceans too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, you know, to me, I look at it like a giant wall of opportunity
mm-hmm.
because these opportunities to learn how to give back and purify things,
mm-hmm.
I think is part of this healing cycle as well. And like you said, in this Mercury retrograde, giving to the Earth, loving the Earth, is exactly. very important. Slow down long enough to love your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Love a tree. You know, yeah. put love into the ground. It works, you guys. I know it sounds stupid, but it works.
Yeah. One thing that's coming to mind, and I don't know, I mean, as far as loving the Earth, make sure you're using what the Earth is trying to give you to. If you're having extra allergies to things, try eating the most abundant plant out there that's flowering. If you eat it, it changes things in you. And I don't know what it is exactly, but it helps. Because I've done it before. If I am having an allergic reaction to clover, I can eat some blooming clover. And that will change things. And my allergies don't bug me so bad. And I don't have to take allergy pills. I love it. The Earth provides for us what we need.
Well, it absolutely does, you guys. We were having this discussion. My folks came over to dinner last night at our house, and my mom was bringing up the fact that the Earth gives you absolutely everything you need in order to heal the self. My wife mm-hmm. is huge. She's got a huge elemental connection. She's huge into natural mm-hmm. remedies for things. And not to say boo on Western medicine, that has a place and a time as well. Mm-hmm. Yet the Earth gives us everything we need to get by.
Yes, absolutely. We just need to know where to find it.
Well, and it's Jeanette's actually saying in the chat room, it is now illegal to discuss that little issue. We're talking about fracking, I'm guessing, Jeanette, that little issue in Texas. So glad I left, but the water doesn't recognize state lines. That's absolutely true. And what Jeanette is bringing right. up here, those aquifers, you guys, they're not just like, well, let Oklahoma ruin Oklahoma's water because I live in Colorado.
Guess what? They run all over.
Yeah, and those deep aquifers is a giant underground river system.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody polluting in Oklahoma is going to get clear down to Colorado. Somebody polluting in Texas is going to wash clear out to California.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, they're
and
not
under the ocean.
Either. Yeah, yeah.
That's, yeah, wow.
Australia. It'd be great if we could all move to Australia, right?
But that'd be great.
We can't.
No, come on. It will be fun. Let's go down under. Hello. All of America's moving here. We would get so hung up on. Hi, everyone. We'd like to. Oh, well. God. You know, it's it's a fascinating time to be alive, you guys. What Mercury is giving us the opportunity today to do is to, again, to get really deeply to the bottom of the issues.
Yes.
That is what this retrograde is about. And it's okay if you don't know where your issues are coming from. Sit with them. You will figure it out. The first rule of thumb is acknowledge you're feeling that way. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge what you're going through. Be honest about it. And sit with it. Mm-hmm. And it will take you to the next step of acknowledgement and acceptance, which will take you to the next step. But if you don't even get to the one step, and we like to say, well, I'm really confused about what I think. I'm really confused where this is coming from. You guys know you're not actually. We're not actually.
No, no. Just sit with it and let it come. Allow it to show itself.
Even if you don't like the answer. We say mm-hmm. we're confused because the answer we get is the one we don't want.
Right.
We're like, now I'm confused because I don't want to deal with that bucket of poo. No way. That's confusing. I don't like that. Good heavens. Brian is going, no, Australia is in deep denial about coal burning and climate change. Yeah, poor yeah. Australia. They've got their own. They're like China. Mm-hmm. You know, they're over there going, what? Can I have more coal? What? I can't hear you because the atmosphere is so thick it's plugged my ears. What?
We all have our issues, don't you? Every country has their issues.
That's absolutely true. You know. Jeanette in the chat room is saying, all the folks who are making choices about money versus the earth, is this on purpose on a soul level? Or are they just floundering with their stuff? Seriously. Seriously, this is a choice on a soul level. People are making very huge choices. And Jeanette, in the last couple minutes we have here, there's always got to be somebody who chooses the Judas straw. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it. You got to choose the short straw, because if somebody doesn't choose the foil in the screenplay, then there's nobody who actually moves the storyline forward.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in the human species evolution, drastic contrast is required.
Yes.
So these people are doing this on a soul level. Some of them, believe it or not, are actually very, 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 very old souls who chose short little straws to come in here and cause a lot of problems. And we like to say, those people must be young souls ruining the earth. Or they're
not
really...
Not necessarily, no.
No. Or they're really old and just doing their part.
Uh-huh.
You know... Valerie says, dang issues. Explain it to an 8-year-old like Cody. He gets so affected. You know what, darling? With the 1 minute we have left, you know, this is a lot to deal with right now.
Mm-hmm.
So center the self. And if you're physically tired.
Oh, yeah. Get some sleep. Take a break.
Yeah. It's honestly about taking a break. It's about authenticity. It's about being with the self. You guys, we are running out of time really quickly here. I want to thank everybody in the chat room for making it there tonight. Thank you. Yes, Jeanette. So choosing the Judas straw could be a conscious on purpose self-sacrifice for the greater good. That's absolutely
yes,
true.
That's absolutely
true. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
You always can join us on Facebook, on Twitter. Join us next Wednesday. And we thank you for tuning in tonight. Good night, guys.
Good night.